Dear Jane, I see you there on the staff of Aeroplane Monthly, with no interest in aeroplanes, but some idea that this admin job at IPC magazines is a first step to a glittering future as a writer. I'd like to say this, stop worrying. It all works out in the end, sort of. I realise that you're spending months inside the tie cupboard, selecting the aeroplane ties to be dispatched to retired wing commanders, and I acknowledge your quiet despair. But rest assured, you will progress. From Aeroplane Monthly to the dizzy heights of Commercial Motor Magazine, where you will be trusted with organising the Lorry Driver of the Year competition. From there, you will get a proper job, actually writing for South Magazine, a paper that has the lofty ambition of taking on The Economist, but writing from a third world perspective. It doesn't matter that South will go under, because before it does, you will have a chance to learn about economics and business and markets, and South will lead to 4 years on the Metal Bulletin, which in turn will lead to you realising a dream, working for The Economist itself. There you will learn to write crisp, snappy sentences. You will gain the confidence needed to endlessly have a point of view on events, and you will have the best adventures of your life as India correspondent and then Southeast Asia correspondent. But I would say this to you, slow down, you're moving too fast. You're too busy proving yourself as a foreign correspondent, and this isn't really you. In truth, trying to be someone you're not is making you unhappy. What's more, you've reached the limits of what you can achieve as a hyperactive filer of copy. There are different sorts of writer. A journalist is a turbocharged hunter-gatherer, seeking out compelling material and sorting it into an article in something of a race against time. You've learned to do that reasonably well, but acknowledge that bubble of doubt rising in your chest. You have a deeper ambition that you rarely admit to because it seems presumptuous. You want to write books, don't you? You want to undertake a big scholarly project or attempt a novel. Your time will come, but you will have to unlearn some of the habits that you acquired in journalism. You have developed a spare, unadorned way of writing, formed a suspicion of adjectives and a horror of adverbs. Where you can relax a bit, enjoy the freedom of trying out different styles. I would say also, do less and read more, and read widely. Listen to the rhythm of descriptive sentences and the cadences in well-written dialogue. You have become adept at tying up an argument into a tidy little bundle. Remember that in a novel, you don't need neat answers. What matters more is to ask interesting questions. Let the reader reach her own conclusions. Yours, Jane.